John chapter 14. John chapter 14. This evening we appreciate the Lord. John chapter 14. I'm going to look a couple places tonight. We've been looking at the Spirit of God and what the Spirit of God, how different the vocations, you might say, of the Spirit of God. Amen. Spirit of God. Amen. John chapter 14. Verse 16 said, I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him. But ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. In a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. And Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself to us, and not unto the world? I want to look tonight, if the Lord will be our help, on the indwelling ministry of the Holy Spirit. The indwelling ministry of the Holy Spirit. Now, the Lord was getting ready to go out of here, and He was telling them, He had already told them not to let their heart be troubled. They said, you believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Were it so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And He said, if I go and prepare a place for you, He said, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Yeah. Amen? That's an awesome place. Amen? The place that God, the Lord has went to prepare for us. But as He was going out of here, He said, if you'll ask things in my name, He said, I've got a little pull with the Father. Amen? I've got a little pull with the Father, and if you'll ask in my name and you believe what you're praying, if you believe what you're asking, believe in me, because you believe in the Father. So if you believe in the Father, believe in me. And don't let your heart be troubled. Just ask, praise God. I'm going to supply your needs. I'm going to give you some help. And then here he said, I've got to go out of here. But he said, I will pray the Father. He said, I'm going to talk to our Father, our Heavenly Father. He said, I'm going to talk to Jehovah God. Amen. Elohim. He said, I'm going to talk to him and said, he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad I got something, praise God. It ain't going nowhere. I'm glad I got something. I'm glad you got something. Now, if you've been saved, born again, praise God, it's going to be with you forever. He said, it will abide with you. Now, listen to me. There's a difference in just having something and having something abide with you forever. I've got a Ford Escape out there in the parking lot. Amen. I got it. But praise God, I can separate myself from it. And it may quit on me tomorrow. It may let me down. But God, Jesus said, I'm going to send you a comforter, consoler, somebody be with you, and will abide in you, and He'll be with you, in you, forever. Wherever you go, there He'll be. I don't know about you, that's exciting to me. That means I don't ever have to worry about being by myself. Amen. There used to be a song that said, all by yourself. Praise God, I'm glad I don't have to be all by myself. Praise God, I got somebody with me all the way. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, I like a good place. I like my wife to go with me. I'm one of these kind of people. If I go somewhere and she's not working, she's able, I like to take her with me. I like to go with me. I don't like to be by myself, but I don't have to. Amen. Praise God. But I tell you, sometimes that she can't go. But I'm glad I can go everywhere I go, that the Holy Spirit of God, that comforter, that consoler goes with me. So that now I'm never alone. Praise God. It's that indwelling Spirit, the ministry of the Spirit to me. He said, verse number 17, he said, even the Spirit of truth. Now watch this. He said, it's the Spirit of truth. It's truth. Now that truth comes from God. It's not truth of the world. Amen. Praise God. It's truth that comes from God Almighty and comes to us word, praise God. He said, whom the world cannot receive. Amen. It can't receive. You realize the world, what's wrong with the word, praise God? They cannot receive the truth of the Spirit of God. because they don't believe God. Amen? They're caught in unbelief. Amen? It amazed me. I was thinking this morning that even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. Amen? The Bible says they'd rather believe a lie and be damned than to believe the truth. We're living in that age and era now. I never thought I would see it when I was a kid, that we'd live in a time and an era, praise God, when people would rather believe a lie than believe the truth. But we're living in that era. We're living in that day right now when people would lie. They want to believe a lie.
Amen.
Amen? And it's just rampant. How could any nation, people, praise God, come to the place that we are right now? Amen. Because we got to listen to the devil instead of listening to the Holy Spirit. We start listening to those the provocation, praise God, of the other side instead of listening to the side it was on Jesus' side. He said the reason they can't have the truth, they can't stand the truth, is because they're unbelievers. He said the world cannot receive because they seeth him not. They don't see the Lord. Amen. Now listen to what he says. He said, neither know him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. The difference between us and them is that the Holy Spirit of God, praise God, indwells us. We have the ministry of the indwelling Spirit of God in us today. Amen. And if a something that we need to know, something we don't understand, we just need to ask God. He said, if you lack wisdom, ask God, nothing wavering. Amen. Just ask him. Amen. He'll not rebuke you. He'll not beat you down. Praise God. He'll just send his Spirit to you to enlighten your heart, praise God, in the truth of the Word of God. You say, but why would God do that for us? Because God loves us. God never intended for me and you to be left out in the dark. That's why he gives us in the volume of the book, praise God. Judas asked him here, said, how are you going to manifest yourself to us and not to the whole world? And Jesus said, I've already got that figured out. He said, I've got to go out of here, praise God, because that's the calling, that's the plan. But I've already talked to the Father. I'm going to talk to him. I'm going to pray to the Father, praise God, and communicate with him. And he's going to send you another comforter, a consoler, praise God, to be with you and to abide in you. Amen. The world won't be able to have it. The world, because the world don't want truth. The world don't want reality, praise God. They want to live in a make-believe, a fantasy world where everything's what they think and that too. But praise God, God Almighty said, I'm going to give you truth, and the truth will make you free. Amen. I ain't caught up in this mess no more because I know what truth is. I know the Lord Jesus Christ on my side, and I'm on his. Praise God. He said, he shall dwell with you and shall be in you. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will, now watch this, I will come to you. Now how is, if Jesus, Bible says in Acts chapter 1, that he ascended up and the cloud received him out of their sight, right? And he's went to say, he's ascended up and he's went to sit at the right hand of the Father on the throne of grace. So if that's where he is, and that's where we know he is because he said, because the Bible says so, then how does he tell us here that he will be with you, shall be in you? He said, I will not leave you coming. He said, I will come to you. Now how's Jesus going to come to me and you if he's sitting on the right hand of the Father in heaven? Through the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. He said, I'm going to talk to the Father. The Father's going to send the Spirit. The Spirit's going to indwell in you, praise God. He said, and when the Spirit is in you, it's the same as if I'm within you. He'll be that comforter, that consoler. He said, I've got to go away, but I'm going to send you a comforter, a consoler, praise God. And that'll be even better. He'll be with you all the time. You'll never have to, glory, hallelujah. He said, you'll never have to worry about him going away. Amen. You know, sometimes I wonder if we don't grieve him away. Amen. The Holy Spirit is sensitive. Amen. But he says he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He'll stay there. He'll stand there through the tough times. He'll stand there through the rebellious times. He'll stand there through the times when you leave him and you forsake him and you belittle him and you don't lift him up and you don't listen to him like you should. Jesus said, you love me if you keep my commandments. We can't keep His commandments if we don't listen to Him. Amen. We can't listen to it except through the Holy Spirit. It's that word of truth, praise God, that helps us to keep that God's committed to us. Amen. It grows us, praise God, every day. It's like little children, praise God, that's nurtured. And it's nurtured in the truth of the Spirit of God. That indwelling Spirit that lives in us. Amen. He said, I will come to you. He said, yet a little while and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me. Because I live, you shall live also. He said, wait a minute. The world sees me and they don't see me, but you see me. Praise God. Amen. I see Him today. Amen. Praise God. I see Him today. I see the magnificent power of the Spirit of God moving upon the people of God, doing the things that only God can do. Manifest Himself, praise God, through His Spirit. Amen. He said, that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. There it is. Praise God. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, praise God. He said, it's all there. The thing about the thing about salvation, praise God, is when we get one, we get them all. Amen. It's a package deal. Praise God, we get God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit, and they move in, praise God. Hey, I've told you before, that's a whole lot bigger than this old boy's mind can comprehend, but God said it, and I believe it. Glory, hallelujah. I'm just going to shout it, tell it where I go. I've got something inside me that's bigger than this world, that's bigger than the universe, praise God, that's a keeping me, that's guiding me. I pray the indwelling Spirit and the ministry of the Spirit of God is there every day. I don't know about you, but I'm not perfect. Really, honest. I know you'd never believe that, but I'll just tell you myself. I'm just going to break bad tonight and just tell you the truth. I am not perfect. Amen. I've messed up once since I got to church. Amen. And a whole lot of times during the day. Amen, glory, hallelujah. But I serve a God that's never messed up on me, praise God. Hey, I may be messed up, but He's never messed up. He's never mixed up. He's always working on me. He has to. Amen. Since I'm dumb as a box of rocks. I ain't got enough sense to do anything on my own. I mess up everything I touch. Amen. Amen. But God Almighty loves me enough, and He keeps sending that Spirit. Working on my heart, said, son, hold on a minute. Hold on just a minute. What are you doing? Well, Lord, I think I'm... He said, there you go again. You're thinking and you're not listening. Amen? He said, you ought to be listening and listening more and thinking less. I'm trying to do that. Honest to goodness, I'm trying to do that. I pray God, hey, I've even quit studying as much and start praying more. And I've even started practicing my meditations. Just meditate, oh Lord, please. I mean, we're in a mess. We're going down the wrong road. It's getting worse instead of better. Lord, help us. What do we need to do? Amen. The world around us has lost its mind. How can we rein this in? He said, through the Spirit of God. Through the truth. The truth makes you free. It makes you free from all the obstacles that so easily beset us in the world that we live in. They're everywhere today. But Jesus said to him and the Father, praise God, take care of that. He said, the Father, and ye and me and I and you. He said, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Amen. And that's when Judas asked questions. See, how can you manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Praise God. He said, through the Spirit of God, that indwelling. See, if we ain't careful, we're just like Judas. The Lord tells us and we miss it. He said, whew. Amen. I mean, it just goes over, it just goes by like a race car. We don't catch it. But God says He loves us and cares for us, praise God. And He said He's going to manifest Himself to us. How's He going to do it? He's going to do it through the Spirit of God, through that indwelling Spirit ministry of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Gives us that information that we need. You say, well, preacher, I ain't able to do all that. I ain't able to be what God wants to be. Preacher, I just don't understand, you know, how in the world I'm ever going to make you through this thing. I know I'm right there with you. But I want to tell you tonight on the authority of the Word of God that God has given us a position in Him. That the Spirit of God in us, praise God, has given us, praise God, we've got a position in the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at Ephesians chapter number 1. Ephesians chapter number 1, verse number 5, amen. Verse number 4 says, or verse number 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. How do we receive those blessings? Through the indwelling Spirit of God, right? The ministry of the Spirit. He said, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. How can we ever be that? I am sorry and so no account. How in the world can I ever be blameless before God? Holy and blameless before a thrice holy God. I mean, holy and without any blame. Goodness gracious, my wife puts enough blame on me to cover it all. Amen. No, she don't. She's pretty good about that. Amen. He said, having predestined us under the adoption of children by Jesus Christ. Now, right there is our position. Amen. We come into a position with the Lord Jesus Christ through adoption, through predestination, having predestined us. Preacher, you believe in predestination? I sure do. The Bible said, Bible teaches it. He said that God sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. It's a whosoever salvation. He predestined every man, woman, boy, and girl, praise God, to be saved. Amen. If we're not, it ain't His fault. The gospel's been preached to the whole world thrice over. Amen. I preached a message one time about what about you, Mr. Jungle Man? Praise God. He's in the jungles, deepest, darkest jungles of Africa, they've been missionaries that preached the gospel. Those Aborigines and some of those others have got saved, praise God, but they chose to forget God. That's where we reject that truth. Amen. When you reject truth, praise God, you ain't got nowhere else to go. You're in a downward spiral. Having been predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. In other words, say, praise God, it makes God happy to save old sinners. Amen. Praise God, to call us from out of the darkness into His marvelous light. To the praise of the glory of His grace. Amen. Wherein He hath made us acceptable in the Beloved. That's God's ability to save through Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, praise God, that's how we're cleansed, according to the riches of His grace. It's for by grace are you saved through faith. Amen. And because God's grace, He predestined us, if we believe on Lord Jesus Christ, we can be saved. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. You say, preacher, it just can't be that simple. The Bible says it's so simple a child can do it. Amen. We try to make it difficult. But if we'll just believe it and allow the indwelling Spirit to minister to our souls, He can help us. He said, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Now this word abounded, that means that God has put forth the effort. We didn't have to put forth effort. We just had to receive what God had for us. Amen? Praise His name. Wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Wisdom of God, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself. Amen? Praise God, the good pleasure was in Christ Jesus. He saved us, praise God. Who did He save us for? Himself. Amen. That in the dispensation of fullness of times, He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him. Praise the Lord. That's why the spirits are working overtime, praise God, trying to help you, help me, to be that would bring honor and glory to our Savior. Amen. We just got to let Him. Ask the Spirit to help us every day and let Him help us. Praise God. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. Amen? It's not according to the counsel of our will. If it was, boy, it'd be hard to meet. But He said according to the counsel of His will. Amen. He's the one doing the counsel. He's the one that's bringing us to where He wants us to be. He said it's His will that we come there. That we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ. Amen. Watch this now. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and whom also, after that ye believed, ye were filled with that Holy Spirit of promise. Now watch this, verse 14. Which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in Lord Jesus Christ and a love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. He said, praise God, said, I realize the position that we've been put in. We need to realize the position that you've been put in through the Holy Spirit of God indwelling you, the ministry that He's doing in your life. I wonder tonight if we ask ourselves honestly, what kind of ministry does the Holy Spirit have in our lives? The indwelling Spirit, the Spirit that lives in your heart. You say, well, preacher, I don't know if the Spirit lives in my heart or not. If not, you're not saved. Amen. Without the Spirit of God in our heart, that's why we can't do what other people do. That's why we can't do whatever we want to do. The Spirit of God won't let us. Amen. He corrects us. He stops us. He turns us. He changes. Praise God. So we can't do the things that we would. Amen. But praise God, we do the things that's pleasing to God. And those things that's not pleasing to God, I can't do. Amen. Hey, listen, I know it was wrong to drink and do drugs and all that stuff before I ever got saved. Amen. But now that I'm saved, the Holy Spirit, praise God, it wouldn't let me get within 10 miles of that stuff. Amen. He convicts my heart. He said, hey, listen, that stuff's wrong. So somebody say, well, preacher, nobody will know if I take me, I drink me a little beer or something every now and then. The Holy Spirit will know.
Amen.
And what about that person that sees you when you're going through Ingles to buy it? Amen. Or you run into the convenience store thinking nobody will see you. What if they do? You've done lost your witness. Everything, praise God, that you say that you stand for is gone.
Amen.
When we forsake truth, when we don't allow the Spirit of God, the indwelling Spirit of God, to lead us in the way that He'd have us to go. Praise God. He goes on here verse 18. He said, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. What is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in heavenly places. Now watch this, far above principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Amen. He's talking about the authority and the power of Lord Jesus Christ. He said it's to be had in the indwelling Spirit, the ministry of the indwelling Spirit in mind and your hearts. It's that's already been attained to. Praise God. That's high, far above, praise God, all the principalities and the powers of this world. The might, the dominion, the power, the authority of this world. He said we've got it through the indwelling ministry of the Spirit of God. That's why we just got to let the Holy Spirit of God be our minister. Read the Bible, study the Bible, ask God to help us day by day, and He will. Amen. It's that Spirit, praise God, that delivers us day by day. Praise God. Amen. The Spirit. Look back at 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. 1 Corinthians back number chapter number 6. Remember what we used to be? But what changed us? The indwelling of the Spirit. When we got saved and the Spirit of God came in, He brought us out of that mess, right? I said so many times, the Lord brings you up out of the muck and the mire so that He can bring you out. He don't just bring you up and hold you over, He brings you out. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 6, verse number 9, He said, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God?" It's a question. "Be not deceived." Hello? He said, "Neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall enter the kingdom of God." Amen? So he gives us a list here, praise God, of those that you can forget about getting to heaven. Ain't going to make it. Ain't going to make it. Ain't going to be there. He said, "Know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God." He said, "Know you not." He's asking the question. "Know you not that these won't be there." A lot of people say, "Well, preacher, I can do whatever I want to, and I've been saved, so I'm going to heaven." Amen. Praise God. If you can do what you want to, praise God, anytime you want to, then you've never been saved, and you won't make it to heaven. Praise God. If the Spirit of God indwelling you don't change you, then there's no chance of heaven. Amen. The Spirit of God will change you and prepare you for heaven. In verse number 11, watch this. Verse number 11, watch this. He said, "And such were some of you." I preached a message one time a while back on have-beens and ought-to-bes. Amen, remember that? Have-beens and ought-to-bes. Praise God, we have been, but we ought to be something different when Jesus saves us. He said, "And such were," amen. Did you get that? "And such were some of you." What were they? They were fornicators and adulterers and effeminate. They were abusers themselves of mankind. They were thieves. They were covetous. They were drunkards and revilers and extortionists. Amen. That's what we were. Alienated from God. Amen. But God, through the Spirit of God, through Jesus Christ, praise God, brought us into the good graces of God. Now watch this. "And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus." Now watch this. "And by the Spirit of our God." There it is again. There's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. He said the only way that you get in, praise God, is by the triune God. Amen. Through Jesus Christ as our Savior. Justified in the name of the Lord, the Lord Jesus, and by the Spirit of our God. She said, "All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient." Amen. "All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any." Praise God. So we got to be careful what gets us under its control. There's a lot of things, there's a lot of substances out here in the world today, praise God, that'll get, they said the other day that they have confiscated enough fentanyl to kill every person, every human being in the United States. They've already confiscated that much. Just imagine how much is out there that they haven't confiscated. Amen. They said 27,000 pounds of fentanyl. Said that's enough to destroy, several times over. Because it only takes an amount that'll go on the end of a pinhead to kill you, take you out of here. That's all it takes. And they're putting it in everything now to give you a better high. They'll give you a better die, is what they'll give you. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's why Paul would go on here in chapter 6. He said, "Meat's for the belly and the belly's for meat. But God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body." Now here we get down where the rubber meets the road. Amen. Praise God. What are we put here for? What are our bodies created for? Our bodies are created to worship God. Amen. To love the Lord because He first loved us. He said, "God hath both raised up the Lord and will also raise up us by His own power." Amen. He won't, submerge us in the old filth of this world. Praise God. He'll bring us up out of it. Thank you. Praise His name. Amen. We become one with Christ when we accept what He done on Calvary. He said, God raised Him up and said, the same power will raise us up. He said, know you not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Something to think about, isn't it? We go out and do our own thing. Play our own games. Forget about the Lord. He said, shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? God forbid. In other words, let it not be so. He said, what? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? What God put together over in the garden, He said, they come together and they become one. Two become one. Amen. They leave Cleveland Weave, they become one. Amen. He said, for two saith he shall be one flesh. But now watch this. But He said, but he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Amen. Praise God, a manifesting, praise God, our flesh, praise God, it's not saved, but praise God, that person that is saved, that inward man, praise God, it becomes one with the Lord Jesus Christ. It becomes one in the Spirit, amen. It links us up with Christ the Father, and with Christ and the Father, praise God, and gives us a destination and a blessed hope. That's why He said in verse 18, He said, flee fornication. He said, every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that commits fornication sinneth against his own body. He said, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? Amen. Don't you know that our bodies are a temple? It amazes me how people defile their body instead of all this graffiti and everything else, amen, when we're supposed to be the temple of God. I just don't understand. I can't comprehend it. Amen. He said, but he that committeth fornication sins against somebody. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own. Amen. He said, because we have the Holy Ghost in us, praise God. We are the temple, we have the Holy Ghost, because God put Him there. God puts the Holy Spirit there to guide us. He said, you're not your own. You don't belong to you. We belong to God. Why? Because He said, for ye are bought with a price. He said, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Which are God's. Now what's He talking about? He's talking about our bodies, and He's talking about our spirits. He said, they're God's. They belong to Him. Amen. So that's why we need the indwelling ministry of the Holy Spirit of God to keep our bodies and our spirit in check with Him. Amen. And God said, I'll do it for you if you'll let me. Jesus said, that's why in John 14, He said, that's why I'm going to send you a comforter, a consoler, somebody to keep you in track, to communicate the truth to you. Amen. So you won't believe a lie and be damned. Amen. Praise God. He said, that's why God says, I'm going to give you a position in the Lord Jesus Christ. So that the Spirit of God can keep you in that position, in a safe place, amen, for God's glory. And so that one day the Spirit of God can take your body and your spirit, bring them together and one in the Lord Jesus Christ. That one day He can present us to Him without spot or blemish or any such thing. Amen? And we just pull up and say, glory to God, thank you, Jesus. Amen. I can point at me now and I can say, Jesus done that. Amen. I'm not the man I used to be because Jesus done that. But praise God, I'm not the man I'm going to be either because the Lord's still working on me. How you know? Because there's something that dwells inside me, amen, touches my heart, helps direct my soul, praise God, gives me a direction for my life. Amen. Praise God, in the power of resurrection of the Holy Spirit of God through Jesus Christ my Savior moves in my heart. That gives me that staying power to stay in the fight, being one and staying in the faith because of the power of indwelling Spirit, His ministry to us. God be the glory. Amen.